Moncrief on News Talk.
I'm joined in studio now by Declan Buckley and Mary McEvoy for the weekly and now iconic radio slot.
Oh, iconic.
So you think you're an adult. Good afternoon to you both.
I'm glad you're calling it iconic because last week Stephanie Prisoner was basically assuming that we didn't know what we were talking about.
She
was laying into us. So thank you for your support.
Hello, Stephanie, if you're listening.
Gladly given my support. And I go back a long way with Mary McEvoy.
So I could not
describe her
as iconic.
But you're much nicer than Stephanie. No, she's not. No, he's not Stephanie. Honestly, he's not. Honestly.
We're off to a great start.
We are, yeah.
So far. You're both keeping well, though. So listen, let's get to our first dilemma, query, call it what you will. And it's a love dilemma. I'm hoping you can help me with a love dilemma I'm happening. See, I told you it was a love dilemma. Wow. I'm in my early 40s and have been single for quite a while, despite really wanting to meet someone. Recently, I was out with some friends in my hometown and I ran into a man I've known for years. We ended up chatting almost all night and we had a really good connection. At the end of the night, he said he'd really like to bring me on a date. Here's the issue. He's my sister's ex. They went out for about 2 years, but as she has said many times, they were never really that compatible. This was almost a decade ago, or also a decade ago, and I don't want to go and tell my sister just yet because it might turn into something. I'm thinking of going on a date with them, seeing how it goes and saying nothing. The issue with him, the issue with living in a small town is that we could easily, you know, get spotted. Is dating your sister's ex just a complete no-no? I think this is fascinating. Mary, can I start with you?
It's 10 years ago. Nobody owns anybody. If your sister's nose is out of joint about that, she'd be a very, very childish person, I think. I mean, if you're worried about it and the small town thing, I mean, 10 years. If it was a year, maybe, but 10, everybody's probably forgotten you if they ever went out, you know. And she probably wasn't having a great time with them anyway. So because she said they weren't compatible, I would, if it helps, why don't you just sit down with your sister and say, look, I met this guy and you know, Tommy or whatever his name is, and he's asked me out and I really like him. I'm just letting you know. Don't ask for permission. Don't say, do you mind? Just tell him, tell her, you know, just letting you know that. And if your sister gets in a snit about it, you don't own somebody. You don't own somebody. You know, that's just it. I know people who married their brother's widow or whatever, and it was perfectly happy, you know, and it was a happy, decent relationship and all that kind of thing. You know, you don't, I don't know, maybe I'm loopy, I don't know. What do you think, Stephanie?
that hurt in the quick, but I also kind of like it. Declan, what do you think?
I don't know if I agree, because like I agree with you in principle, the idea, of course, that you don't own people. Just because I went out with somebody 10 years ago, that means nobody I know is allowed to go near them. Of course, that's ridiculous. But I think in the actual realities of relationships, both love relationships and family relationships, there's loads of weird things that can make life difficult for people. For example, I'm interested in the fact that the sister doesn't want to say anything to the other sister at all, which doesn't necessarily reveal anything about this, the sister's relationship with her ex, but actually it might reveal something about the sister's relationship with each other, that they're not at that level of sharing that would be like, oh, I met Tommy down at, you know, Lanigan's and we had a chat and I'm kind of into him. What do you think? That's not happening. Why is that not happening? Is there a little bit of a dynamic, a little bit of a weird thing between the sisters? Is there a kind of vibe, or is there jealousy or any of those things which could grow to become a bit of a problem? For example, if the letter writer and Tommy, who we're calling them, decided to end up going out with each other.
Yeah.
Forever, the sister is always going to have it and sure, oh yeah, sure, he's my ex, you know, I got rid of him and, you know, whatever it is, or having opinions about him because she knew him 10 years before the sisters got together with him. All these little things can become niggles that can become, it depends on who the people are. It depends on who they are.
Also, I think that if this person if these two people are into one another and it develops into a proper relationship, I think those things can be certainly overcome and certainly grown out of. If it's a sincere relationship, because I just don't understand how anybody, if the two of them become terribly happy, are very happy together, and the sister is kind of going, like, how sad is that?
It is sad. But I'm actually just, what I'm doing is I'm just trying to be devil's advocate. I'm going to go, that could be a scenario that could bother you. The fact that you're in a small town and other people might have opinions about it, I don't know. The 2 years of a relationship, although it's 10 years ago, how intense was that 2 years and how public was that 2 years? Because it might have been that it was kind of, like you say, it's so long ago in the past that nobody will remember, or maybe everybody remembers because they were.
But what about the thing that she's tempted to maybe go on a date, suss it out, see how it goes, and then talk to the sister?
I think either or is okay. Mm. I really do. And by the way, I live in a small town that I love. I really do love it, Delvin. But I have no idea half the people in Delvin think I should be in a straitjacket. You know, but I don't mind. And I don't even dislike them. Do you know? I don't dislike anybody who thinks I'm a looper.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So what you're saying is that people's opinions.
Don't let small town... Yeah. Small town kind of people's mentality. Interest in your life stop you doing something that in the final analysis might make you very happy
but
indeed.
You see, Declan's point about when you read this, what really comes across is there may be some slightly odd, which most dynamics are, let's face
it. Well, this
between
is
the two sisters, there's maybe a deeper issue going on there, possibly. You know what I mean? That she's so worried about her sister, no?
Yeah, but it's kind of like, what is it exactly about your sister's ex that attracted you to your sister's ex? You know, do you know what I mean? Is it pure and simple because it's your sister's ex? Is there that kind of a vibe? Is this, I don't know. I just feel, obviously, you know, well, there's two ways of looking at it. Is that, do you grab love, the chance of you know, a snog or a relationship whenever you can, or do you take things slowly and consider the way these things are going to develop and what will happen and all of these consequences? And if you are doing the latter, then you do have to consider, are you going to be at all bothered by what your sister has to say about this? Because you're basically giving your sister an opportunity to have a say about your relationship going on into the future, regardless of how close you are to that sister. That sister's always going to be, oh, sure, when I went out with him, he was an awful, you know, that kind of thing.
It'd be a great wedding speech. I know there's another one. Yeah. See what I did there?
That's, it was very good.
That was clever, wasn't it?
What do you call that in radio language?
Foreshadowing.
So him. What? See what he said, him. Can I foreshadow some problems in this relationship? Can I bring you some text? I disagree with Mary, your sister's ex. Imagine knowing your now husband slept with your sister. It's weird. There's enough people in the world to have relationships with without it being your sister's ex. Mary, you're gesticulating, but let me finish. You should definitely not hold off going with someone on the possibility that you stay together on some third party who has an opinion on it. Life's too short. They split for a reason. Yeah. Go for it. Stop overthinking or you'll miss out. Family is family. I feel these are all different texts. I'm just not taking a break.
Because they're all different.
Family is family. I feel that. I'm afraid Mary's going to interrupt me. Family is family. I feel this woman is letting the fact that she is single later in life cloud her judgment in making the right decision. And the last one, it's a massive no. She's your sister. Yeah.
What? So... I feel like I've just been encouraging incest or something. That's ridiculous.
Oh, no, I know.
That's
I know.
Ridiculous. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Please keep listening, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, I think even Declan is saying maybe have a chat. Mary's saying definitely going for it. But from the advice from my learned panel is it's worth giving a go. You know, it absolutely is.
Life is too short. Look for your happiness. Go for your happiness.
Yeah. For God's sake, it's the fact that he'll get to ride both sisters. That's the
yeah, was he there? You go.
I like that person.
That's from Deck. That's from Deck. And another one, I'm thinking of the parents' reaction when he starts coming around the house. He used to come around as Mary's fellas. Now he's coming around as Deirdre's. Will be a bit awkward at family gatherings. There's a Brendan Grace joke that's going through my head, but it may be inappropriate for 3:15 in the afternoon. So
most of them are.
I'll move on. The amount of people shaking their head at me now, it's phenomenal. Okay, well,
we gave
our view on that. So very interesting one as well, I think, on this one, guys. Tell me what you think on this. Hi panel. I wonder, could you help me with an issue I'm having with my wife and stepdaughter? I've been married to my beautiful wife for the last 7 years. And when I met her, not only did I get her, but I was also lucky enough to welcome a wonderful stepdaughter into my life. We have a great relationship and I worked really hard to ensure that she was always comfortable around me and that I support her in any way I can without overstepping the mark and becoming dad, as she already has a great father. She has just turned 14 and her mother and her have been clashing a lot and having a lot of arguments. My wife tells me she wants more support and she'd like me to step in and challenge my stepdaughter when she says something hurtful to her mother. I've never raised my voice to her, given out to her or anything like that. I think I have this irrational fear and I don't want to be seen as kind of an evil stepdad. How do I safeguard my relationship with my stepdaughter while supporting my wife? Declan, can I say?
Yeah, you can. This is really interesting because it's very complicated, and you can see that the person who wrote this letter has given the idea a lot of thought and is trying to progress this with the best intentions. I feel that it's quite a complicated scenario because blended families, the role of the kind of the step parent is a difficult role to step into because, you know, as the letter writer alludes to, that you don't want to overstep the mark and take over the parenting role from somebody who's already in that role. This child already has a mum and a dad. So that's not to say that there isn't a role for the step parent, but there is a specific kind of role. Mm. The complication is that the mother is kind of calling in the stepdad to be a support role to her in times of difficulty with a teenager, which would potentially create an overstepping of a boundary that this person has made when that child was much younger. And it's a difficult one because you kind of go, does the relationship, does the role of the step-parent evolve as a child gets older? You know, because when you first show up, you're new. You're kind of going, well, you know, I'm here because I married your mother and I'm going to take up a role, but I'm not going to try to step into the role of being your dad, but I'm going to be a supportive adult in your childhood, and I'm going to be around giving you, as he says, support and encouragement. But now that the kid's in the kind of troublesome teenage years where she's not listening to her mom, the mom is getting frustrated because there's all kinds of shenanigans going on. She's going, why, you know, and you're sitting in the corner just smiling or you know, being supportive, but you're not being supportive at all. And that the dynamic is really awkward because there's a triangle happening there. And it's a really difficult one to navigate because what do you do? Because if you start stepping in and go, don't speak to your mother like that, then you're definitely going to, you're joining an argument, and you're also allying yourself to one side of an argument. Yeah. So that teenage child is definitely going to lash out and you go, what is your part in this whole thing?
Yeah, it's a very, very dangerous territory. It really is step parenting. What I would suggest that this person does is take the kid out for a cup of coffee or, you know, whatever, go for a walk or whatever and say, listen, do you know, maybe you could try to be a little bit less, you know, aggressive with your mom or whatever, because, you know, I know your mom is feeling it and I know, but to try and do what the mother says without becoming an authority figure to the child.
Because there's a really, I saw this thing on the television, there was, it's about child development into adulthood and how for a time when a kid is a teenager, they're actually kind of biologically programmed to just reject their parents.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything they say is rubbish because, and it's all part of developing your own autonomous sense
of
identity.
They need to kind of hate you.
And yeah, they have to kind of, you know, kind of get out of the nest. So in that instance, you know, if this stepdad was to come in and try to be a parent, rejection and not listen to him is exactly what this child is going to do.
Yeah.
Whereas if, you know, not during an argument, but afterwards or as an aside or as a kind of an adult to a kind of a, you know, adolescent word of advice kind of thing, the child probably would listen because, you
know, I think if they come in the heat of, and I think also like when children are in that state of rebellion, you know, it's kind of a splattergun effect. It'll be my mum's no good and you're no good and I hate everyone.
And they're going through all this uncertainty. Yeah. So to come in and start changing, you know, the definition of what roles are is going to be even more destabilizing and stuff like that. So
and also, can I just say congratulations to that man because he is real. You're doing a good job. You really are doing a good
job.
Well,
I was just going to say, what comes across in this, that's a good guy.
He's a good
who's
guy.
Who's concerned.
He's good
and
guy.
He knows. He knows about boundaries and he's trying to stick to the boundaries, which is really intelligent because it's the most supportive thing for a child is to know, to understand that this is the way things are.
Yeah.
So yeah, props.
A lot of people agreeing with what you said, Mary. You can stand up for someone without giving out to the other person. Maybe it should be done offside. So just take them out for a coffee and sit down with them or whatever. I heard Bruce Springsteen say this great thing last night in an interview. They were saying, what's it like when your kids are in the audience? And he said, no one wants to hear their father being cheered. 60,000 people booing is what they want to hear. And it just reminded me of teenagers
so good.
Do not want their parents to succeed. They're at that age, they have to argue with you. Yeah. So I think that guy's a really nice I'm sure she's a really nice mother as
I'm sure she is.
And she's a really nice girl and we're all friends.
Really
and she's a lucky young woman who's got such
many people who care about her. Absolutely. Exactly. So the general advice, it seems to be from my esteemed panel of
And also, though, it is also maybe have a word with your wife as well to just to basically say, this is what my concerns are about supporting you in this way. So this is the way that I'm going to do. Because she wants to feel supported as well. Because it's about her vibe as well.
Have a chat with her, possibly not in front of her mother. Now listen, we've one query I really want to get to. Hi gang, I'm really feeling the pressure lately to get Botox. Literally every one of my friends have gotten it.